Issued by the Samuel.
Good morning to you, and the Lord bless each and every one of you. I was telling Brother Joseph there in the back when I opened that card, I said, I don't need to open anything else. That card does it all. Just thank you so much for what you wrote in there and for the gift, the suit. I just feel so little, but just Brother Branham said the greatest word you could say was God bless you. So God bless each and every one of you. I love you. It's an honor. It's a privilege to work with Brother Joseph.
Amen.
And to serve you. We love you with all of our heart. God bless each and every one of you. As we could just stand at this time, we could maybe just transition just a little bit. Just sing that song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord, before we go to these requests. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
How many of you have something on your heart you'd like the Lord to know about? We just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your great gift, Lord. Thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you for eternal life. Then, Lord, in this generation, Lord, you sent the great gift to us again, Lord, through your prophet, messenger. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this message. We appreciate you, Lord. We love you. Lord, we just want to, as Brother Joseph has admonished us, Lord, to give everything of us, Lord. We want to give everything to you, our whole lives, to surrender our whole heart, our whole being, everything that we are, Lord. We want to give it all to you, Lord. We lay ourselves at your feet, Lord. We just, with adoration, say, Lord, we love you, Lord. Lord, as these requests that's been written out, the hands that's been raised, Lord, you know all about it. And Lord, as your prophet has declared to us on that tape, possessing all things, the royal seed of Abraham would possess every gate of the enemy. Lord, we thank you for healing us. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for bringing our family members in, Lord. We're not leaving a hoof behind. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us, every provision you've made. We appreciate you, Lord, and we give you thanks, Lord. We commit these requests to you. You know how to do it, Lord, and we love you and give you thanks for it. Bless this service, Lord, in the further part, Lord. We're just on the edge of our seat with anticipations, Lord, waiting to hear, thus saith the Lord. Lord, we're looking for that, Lord. Minister to us, Lord. We want to be receiving, Lord, in the same spirit that it was given in. Grant it, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we love you. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes
by. One more time.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find This morning. Amen. I'm excited to see what's next. The Lord speaking to us through His Word. And as we worship the Lord, let's sing a little song, In That City Where the Lamb Is the Light.
In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I have a mansion over there. Country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city where there never comes a night. If we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. To that city where the Lamb is the light. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where there cometh no night. And I have a mansion over there, and when free from home, I am going where the Lamb is alive. We have our days of sunshine, but we know that the sun shines on us now so bright. We'll be chased the clouds and rain until we go to the city where the Lamb. Over there, and when free from falling dead, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Where the flowers bloom forever, and the day shall be one eternal day without a night, and our tears shall be forever wiped away. In that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, where the Lamb is alive. That city where there cometh no night. I've a mansion over there, and when free from cold and pain, I am going where the Lamb is alive.
Precious Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the privilege of being here today, Lord. What an honor it is, Lord, to come and serve you, worship you, Father. Lord, before the foundation of earth, Lord, you saw us here. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless these ties, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Lord, let your Holy Spirit go down each and every row, Lord, and give us that's what we need of, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
In that city where the Lamb is alive, that city where there disappointments all the while, and our fondest hopes but meet with glitter blight. Though by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. In that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. That city where there cometh no night. And I have a mansion. I am going. could let twilight bring its gloom. Not a shadow can my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there is room. In that city where the Lamb is the light, oh, in that city where the Lamb is the light, oh, that city where there cometh no night, and I've a mansion over there. Oh, in that city where the land is alive, oh, that city where there cometh no night, and I've a mansion over there, and with me from cold and cold, I am going where the land is
Glory. Sister Tara and Sister Rebecca. It was truly beautiful. What an amazing song. Amen. Sing that little song, Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon a tree.
Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon the tree. And by His stripes we are healed, and by His blood we are sealed.
Service is to hear the word of God.
Amen.
How fortunate we are to be here again today to hear the word and to be fortified behind that word and to recognize that word and to know that that word lives in us. There was a deep calling to the deep. There's a deep inside of our heart yearning and calling out for that word. Because it is the word that is living inside of us. As we read this morning, that we were before there was a molecule, before there was a moon, a star, a solar system, before there was anything, you were in Him. You were an attribute of Father. So the deep calling to the deep is out there. You're calling back to where you come from, eternal life.
And we recognize and to hear the voice of God in this last day. Spiritual food in due season. The anointed word of God for the bride of Jesus Christ during this time. We want to open up our hearts and our mind, our souls, and everything that we are so that the Lord can speak to us today. Because He's got something special for His bride. He's got a little love letter for us. A little love gift for us to speak to our hearts. So we just want to welcome Him as He speaks through us through His prophet. Thank You, Lord, for the gift that You sent us a prophet.
Amen.
You sent us a messenger. He said all during the time that we've talked that they wanted to live here, that they look forward to this time that we can look back and see. It couldn't have been in Wesley and Luther. It was coming up to this time. Now we're here. We've arrived. We're at that day. There's nothing more to come. There's not another messenger to come. There's not another message to come. It's here. Everything's been fulfilled. It's here. The seals have been broken. The Lamb has brought it to us. He's given us the revelation of Jesus Christ in our day.
Amen.
Be so thankful to Him today. And we welcome You, Lord Jesus, to come. Open up our hearts. Speak to us as Your prophet brings us these words of eternal life. What a privilege it is, Lord, to hear Your anointed word. Let's just welcome Him once again to the pulpit. The Holy Spirit, through His prophet, to bring us the message. Let us sing our song,
Amen.
Only Believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
Once again, to welcome to this pulpit our prophet and messenger to bring us the message, the invisible union of the bride of Jesus Christ. The title itself is a message to the bride of Jesus Christ, the invisible union to the bride of Jesus Christ. To think that Father let His prophet preach this message 50 years ago to bring it to you today to talk to the invisible union of the bride of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a privilege to welcome to the pulpit once again God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham. God bless you.
I canceled a honey trip. I'm actually searching the Lord.